Júlia. Thank you, Joyce. Good morning. My name is Joanne. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. I'm going to read you the daily word for today, All Souls Day, All Saints Day, Day of the Dead. Remember, I bless the people whose lives have touched mine. Grandparents, parents, siblings, members of my extended family, teachers, friends, co-workers, every person I've known has, by his or her example, helped me feel more deeply what it means to be human. Some have encouraged my curiosity, some have taught me life skills, some have modeled positive attitudes and behaviors. Some have loved me fully and unselfishly, and some have helped me to learn to love even when loving felt difficult. Today, I remember the people whose lives have touched mine. I pause to think kindly of each one as I savor memories from time we have spent together. Whether we're still in one another's lives, have lost touch, or are separated by death, I know the experiences we have shared continue to enrich our lives and deeply bless us on our spiritual journeys. And from Romans 1:9, I remember you always in my prayers. Let's join in singing with Joyce as she plays Surely the Presence. Thank you, Joyce. Let's all say our opening statement together. You know it. There is only one presence. Wait a minute, here it comes. There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now, you don't have to stand, but if you want to stand, while Joyce sings us in Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And now that we're online, wave. Hi, everybody. Oh, Eileen has joined us. Hi, Eileen. Good, good, good. Gang's all here. Are there any announcements? Raise your hand so I can call out your name and tell you to speak up. None. No announcement. Oh, Jerry. Unmute yourself. Okay.
No. Am I right? All right. Well, we're going to have a board meeting after this, after the service. So discussing some things from Daria and also maybe taking up another item.
All righty. So stay tuned after fellowship, Johnny.
I went by the church the other day and checked the mail, and there was a letter from John and Sherry, along with their tithing, saying that their house is 80% complete. And so, you know, the weather's getting rainy. Good place to go visit this winter.
Thanks for the invite, John. Oh, hi, Cindy's here. Hi, Cindy. All right, any more announcements? No, okay. Please join us in the unity statement. We will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now we will have Joyce play What a Fellowship.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yay. Thank you, Joyce. It was beautiful. And our speaker or our reader today will be Miss Penny, who will unmute herself.
Hello, hello, hello. This is another selection from Deanne's library from the book called An Altar in the World. And it goes like this. Reverence may take all kinds of forms, depending on what it is that awakens awe in you by reminding you of your true size. Nature is full of bigger and more powerful things than human beings, including, but not limited to, the night skies, the ocean, thunderstorms, deserts, grizzly bears, earthquakes, and rain-swollen rivers. But size is not everything. Properly attended to, even a small salt marsh mosquito is capable of evoking reverence. See those white and black striped stockings on the legs, thinner than a needle? Were those on the legs in the room for knees? And yet, see how they bend as the bug lowers herself onto your flesh. Soon, you will be bloodkin. Your itch is the price for her life. Swat her if you must, but not without telling her she is beautiful first. The easiest practice of reverence I know is simply to sit down somewhere outside, preferably near a body of water, and pay attention for at least 20 minutes. It is not necessary to take on the whole world. Just take the 3 square feet of earth on which you are sitting. Pay close attention to everything that lives within that small estate. You might even decide not to kill anything for 20 minutes, including salt marsh mosquitoes that land on your arm. Just blow her away and ask her please to go find someone else to eat. With any luck, you will soon begin to see the souls in pebbles, ants, small mounds of moss, and the acorn on its way to becoming an oak tree. You may feel some tenderness for the struggling mayfly the ants are carrying away. If you can see the water, you may take time to wonder where it comes from and where it's going. You may even feel the beating of your own heart, that miracle of ingenuity that does its work with no thought and no instruction from you. You did not make your heart any more than you made a tree. You are a guest here. You have been given a free pass to this modest domain and everything in it. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Penny. Thank you very much. Just wonderful. All righty. Now please join us as Joyce leads us in the meditation song, Breathe Through Me.
Breathe through me.
Beautiful. One of my favorites. Thank you so much, Joyce. It was wonderful. I want to hear Phil doing some harmonies there, okay? Okay, let's say the affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace knowing that everything I need comes to me in the perfect time. And being the first Sunday of the month, we're going to do the traditional Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much. And as you know, we are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, we are blessed to have Dr. Daria share her vision and wisdom. Here's Daria. After you unmute yourself.
There we go. Can you hear me now? With imagination and action, we build a new nation. That's the theme for today. And we're on a blue moon, as they call it. Yesterday was the full moon, the second full moon in October, which makes it akin to that statement, once in a blue moon, right? What better time for us to use our imagination and to continue to build this new nation, a world of good with equity for all, not just the privileged few. A world that says we are building the kingdom and queendom of heaven on earth now. We're not waiting until the hereafter of this life, that continues, this continuum of life in the spirit world and the world on earth, that we can build this world of good here and now, and that actually is our charge. I mean, it's a rare time, let's seize it, the time for the sweet by and by on that beautiful shore is here. We are to live heaven on earth here and now with imagination and with action. We build. So in that sense, you know, we meditate, we philosophize, we study, and we are doers. We are here to do, we are here to act in all the ways that we can, and to have faith in the promise that there is a covenant, that there is an agreement, there is a merger and an understanding, if we're active with it, between Creator and us. One of my teachers, Dr. Fukuyao Bunseki, who was from the Congo originally and did a lot around the world, to help people understand the ancient wisdom of Africa and its cosmology and how it connects to many of the cosmologies of other indigenous people around the world. He used to make it clear that, as we do in other traditions as well, that our oldest ancestor is Creator. Our oldest ancestor is Creator, and that we can embody and strengthen that connection of that spark, that creator within us, and enlarge it and grow it as we do here and practice here through different means of our spiritual practices in meditation and service. But to really bring that through, I was thinking this morning and yesterday about the pandemic and the talk I gave on Palm Sunday about the crowning that happened with Jesus and the crowning that is happening with us. The queendom of divine and loving Holy Spirit here and now within us, that we don't just meditate about it, we manifest it. We don't just imagine, we activate our shared visions. We don't just sit back and expect others to do the work. As I said before, we are the doers. And we don't just do manually. The phenomenon of this is that we receive support spiritually every day. The moment we make a choice to follow that leading from spirit, that the synchronicities are happening, the doors open up, the right people are showing up. The laws of the universe help us do what sometimes seems unlikely and impossible. As the world gets more and more anxious with all these forces coming together, with working with the virus, working with political dynamics, working with threats, working with feeling hopeless sometimes, or anxious, highly anxious. I can't tell you the amount of anxiety, and I'm sure you're aware that exists around us in some people. So what is going on, and sometimes within us? So our imagination has to be preceded in some sense by what we allow ourselves to heal from and release from the past. Otherwise, our imagination can go into high anxiety disorder, right? So that's not the goal. The imagination and action to build a new nation. Yesterday in the Daily Word, it was my power of imagination allows me to transcend my day-to-day reality and conjure new identities for myself. Who am I in this new world that we haven't yet experienced before, right? Just as I can put on a mask and try on a new persona, I can remake my self-image as my soul evolves. I use the spiritual gift to expand my world and put my gifts and talents to use. Limitations fall away as I conceive of great adventures and accomplishments. And these are collective. This is not just the personal venture. It's a collective venture. I believe in my ability to dream big and know I can achieve anything I can imagine. We believe in our abilities to dream big and know we can achieve anything that we can imagine. The scripture that they quoted yesterday was, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." That's from John 1, verse 50. You know, where Jesus is talking to the people and mentioning that, oh yes, I know you, I saw you yesterday under the fig tree. And then all of a sudden someone says, oh, you are the Son of God. You know, he says, are you believing me just because I told you that? You know, this is a small thing compared to what you have the capacity to do. The word imagination has in it the word image. And we are told, male and female, we are created in his image, in the image of God, male and female. He created them in his image. So we have to really break it down and understand more about this imagined nation, this nation that we're imagining. Because by definition, image is it's a representation of something, a likeness of something. It is not the something itself, right? It is the reflection, the idea, the image. It can either be a reflection, like is in a mirror, or a symbol, or the idea, or to conjure up in a verb, to conjure up the idea or picture or image. When we're talking about a world of good and we're talking about a world of equity where all people prosper, where some people are not, or the only way they can prosper is to live in their designated quarters or reservations, or the only way they could prosper is to be in a state of limitation while there is the illusion of freedom. We're not talking about, we're talking about a world of good where we can have the balance of freedom and responsibility for one another and ourselves, where we have the agency to create the networks that are needed, to create the connections that are needed, to create the resources that are needed and desired for the many, not just the few. So we need imagination to go where we don't have the physical experience of being as a society. I've had clients who talked, where I was working with them on equity and vision, and they'd say things like, well, I have no idea what a non-racist and non-sexist or an equitable and just society would look like because I've never lived in one. And this is where we need our imagination, the agency to remember and to conjure up that which we don't have the conscious memory of experiencing. And one of the most important things for us to keep remembering, reconnecting is with our oldest ancestor, that I am a seed of 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 creation. And I have that agency as a seed of 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 a seed to create in consciousness that which we have lost the memory of, that unity, that oneness. To do this, we must heal. If we were going to build a house, and we would have to make sure the ground on which we were building the house had the right level for that house before we even start laying the foundation, right? We have to make sure we have a level playing field. And all of us have to heal from the experiment and the journeys that we've been a part of that carry the history of oppression, discrimination, systemic racism, and sexism. Even now, not talking about history, we have some rules that have been sent out to say, okay, if you know anybody anywhere in the federal government that is teaching race about racism and equity to cease and desist and report them, you know? So we even in the middle of all that is going on have some restrictions that are going out and asking people to identify, you know, any contractors that are anywhere teaching about diversity and systemic racism, because that's now not allowed in these agencies, in these federal government offices. So to live here and now and imagine this new nation does not mean that there won't be other things going on that appear as limitations. It means that we have the courage, the tranquility, and the center, with spirit as our center. And we have the foundation and the strength, courage, peace, and tranquility to imagine, to conjure up that connection and to act from that sense of agency and power from the infinite source and substance. I was driving on Highway 12, turning off Military Road, not too far from you, grandfather. And I was coming from the doctor's office This was about maybe a month ago. And somebody tried to run me off the road in a commercial truck. I mean, just came right out. And moving fast, headed toward me, was in the parking lot when I was driving down the road and came right out. And there was nowhere for me to go but to stop. And I did. And I thought, wow, you know, is it this crazy out here? Has it gotten this crazy out here that someone would attempt purposefully? This was not like the last time I had a car accident where somebody misjudged their turn. This guy was coming right at me. And it happened so fast that I didn't get the identification of the truck or the tag. But everybody else on the road stopped too, you know, because this was happening. And so we do have this. We have people who are operating on fear and anger and whatever grievances, moving to a level of action that is not about manifesting this heaven, this vision we're talking about. But whenever you have a vision of something that is creating, that which is powerful, that which is actually been promised, that which we have dreamt about and hoped for, whenever we have that, we also have some indication that there's somebody that's not in the same place. And we sometimes have the indication that we're not fully there yet, that we have resistance to our own visions and dreams and hopes. And therein lies the tests that come that will determine whether you go forward or whether you go backward, whether you stop moving toward that which has been in some way ordained. It has been envisioned, it has been promised, it is here. And we need only to continue to be inspired and to inspire one another for that which is possible and do whatever part we have to play in the process. So my friends write me all the time and they say, oh, I'm a little anxious about you out there in Lewis County. And I go, yeah, well, it's all good. And sometimes I think of this song, Imagine, the John Lennon song. Some of you know that song that he wrote called Imagine. And we used to use it years ago in the 80s, several colleagues and I developed a workshop called Beyond Conflict, Managing the Dynamics of Difference. Because our differences don't have to be complex. They become complex when I try to make you do it my way, you know? And you try to say, no, I'm not doing it your way, you know? And so they become complex. They don't always have to be complex, but we have to understand the dynamics of difference and the dynamics of power. And in the words to his song, imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Imagine. Imagine. Because despite all the different ways that our spiritual beliefs are organized and the groups that we form, most religions really speak of unity. Most spiritual traditions really speak of unity and peace and harmony and the connectedness of all things. It's only some of our interpretations along the way in history that create something different. But when we sit and listen, as Penny was describing this morning, when we are in the presence of nature, we can see creation everywhere. We can see Creator everywhere. We can hear Creator everywhere. We can experience creation over and over again, everywhere, in the power of the water that flows, in the power of the mountain that stands, in the power of the rock and the flower we may hold in our hands. We can experience this and ourselves as part of it. Imagination, imagine a nation. Image a nation and know that that image represents creation. And to be in that creation, to be as a reflection of it, to be in it, we merge with and embody. We are called to be the avatar, not just the symbol or icon or picture of who we are, but to be the avatar, the true original definition of avatar, as an embodiment of the divine. And as a collective group, we become a collective group of that divine spirit and the genius that goes with it. So here we are with the opportunity on this blue moon and this Day of the Dead, which is to honor those ancestors who are helping as guides and to have that connection as well. Let's think of them, the good, true, and beautiful of them, because all of them don't get to come in here and operate as helpers and guides, okay? They go through a process and journey in doing this, those who come in that way. So the good, true, and beautiful of those ancestors from whom we can learn and have assistance, who we can honor, let their names on, if we know them, because some of them we have the lineage because of our birth, and some of them we have the lineage because of our learning and teaching that they did with us. And some of them we have the lineage because of the families we made, the extended families we built. And their villages, their small parts of nations, these families that we are guided to build from our soul memory with one another as friends. We're building these villages, and it takes healthy villages to produce healthy children and healthy adults. And take this opportunity then on this full moon and allow all of these grievances, these experiences of pain and hurt and wounds from the separations that we've had. Let us allow them to be released. This is a moment where we have such great spiritual help to do this, to enact the Lord's Prayer, to sing the songs from whatever tradition that we come from that help us remember and connect to our purpose and our potential as individuals and collectively. There's a Lakota song that wants to be sung. It's one of my traditions. Lenakai waku wa pikata. Lenakai waku wa piktela. Tunko yate wa. Waku wa pikata. Lenakai taku wa piktelo. Hey. And we're all moving with a purpose. The stones move with a purpose, and they are great witnesses to all that has ever been. So they're a witness to what we have the potential of. They're a witness to what we're building. They're a witness Even in the Bible, Daniel refers to the stone as a witness when he talks to the people about the vision in the Old Testament, that he even talks about that stone, the rock, as a witness, as is spoken of in many ancient traditions of Native peoples around the world. So let us remember who we are. Let us prepare the ground within ourselves, our own history, our own pain, our own grievances, by healing them, by clearing them, regardless of what race we come from, regardless of, we've experienced in gender, we've experienced different forms of oppression and limitation. And whatever we need to do to clear the ground within ourselves, and then to clear the ground around us in our society, in our village, to heal or resolve that which has come before and prepare it for a level playing field to build upon this new nation that we desire. And then we can dream, we can imagine. Because even the things that aren't good, we don't want to let go of them until we can imagine a new possibility. Most of us have that resistance to even small changes in our lives. Sometimes people resist because they can't imagine what they will be like, do like, how they will live their lives, how they will perform with the unfamiliar and the unknown. And we all have cases where we have taken a big leap into the unknown, despite our anxieties about how we will function once we let go of the uncomfortable, familiar past. But now we can, and we do. So let us embrace this imagination and our action to it. Let us embrace what we can create. We can see it even more clearly when we let go of what has come before, or let go of our fears and grievances and anxieties. But even if we haven't fully done that, we can embrace the power of imagination. And let us make that choice. Take a deep breath. Let's meditate. The opportunity now we have to be comfortable sitting wherever you are. Imagine with each breath, each inhale and each exhale, that you are resting into your center, into the center with Creator within you. Take one deep breath and exhale, and another, till we've done three. And let us imagine that we stand here, centered in the infinite source and substance, centered in the middle of all of creation, and that we are standing at the place where we can see this new nation and that with the highest consciousness, we embrace it. We take it in, not even knowing all of its details at first. We take it in so that we can sense it, that we can see it, that we can smell it, that we can touch it, that we can taste it. And along with that imagination, we take a big breath of courage from whatever natural source gives you that whatever spiritual source gives you that, whatever aspect of creation, the rainbow, the waterfall, the huge waves, the thunder beings. The river, whatever power in nature that's part of creation, part of creator, that you can experience moving through you, bringing this nation forward and making the space, the level playing field that it will need to grow and build inside of you, inside of us. So that the resources manifest when we meditate. So that the truth we need to see is revealed when we reflect and are ready to release and willing to release and need to release. Allow that image to be within you, within us. It may be the power of the tree, growing roots of a new nation. Whatever we embrace, we are able to unfold and manifest. And so it is, particularly with the help of one another, and the agency of one another as spirit leads us, guides us, and flows through us here and now. We bring the sweet by and by here and now because we are ready. And so it is. And we have the blessings of the great architect, the infinite source and substance, the great builder, with us. And so it is. Ashe, amen, alleluia, all my relations.
Thank you very much, Daria. It was wonderful. Okay. We aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings right now, but we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531. We also thank you for all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. So let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. That's our new expanded version. All right. Let's say our blessing of thanks together now. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. Now, if you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Especially Eileen's husband and our friend Anine need extra prayers. All right, beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Okay, let's all say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's form an imaginary circle and also imagine joining hands. Lots of imagining today. And let's sing our song of peace together. We're not going to put the, oh, I guess we are putting lyrics up. Okay. Thank you all who made our Sunday service possible. And please stay with us for a few if you wish to share in our fellowship time on Zoom. And next week, our speaker will be Audrey Pitchford. And you can also stay for the board meeting after the fellowship.